Why didn't he say, "You are not willing," but instead say, "You are not able"? Because he substitutes the latter phrase for the former. As for the lack of ability, it comes from the lack of will. This for them is a matter of blame, but for their teacher it provides an excuse. If they had been naturally unable, one could perhaps have forgiven them, but because it was by choice, they had no excuse. He then addresses the specific issue that makes them carnal. For when there is strife, jealousy, and division among you, aren't you being carnal and behaving like mere men? Even though he could also address their fornications and impurities, he chooses to focus on an offense that he has been trying to correct for some time. Now, if being jealous turns men into carnal beings, then it's time for us to deeply lament, to don sackcloth, and lie in ashes. Because who is free from this emotion, unless I am mistakenly projecting my own experiences onto others? If jealousy turns people carnal and prevents them from being spiritual, even if they prophesy and perform other wonderful works, now is the time for us to reflect. How can we reconcile our own actions, especially when we are found wanting not just in this matter, but also in other bigger issues? We stand accused,